Well, I didn't tie my mattress well enough on my pickup, and it flew off in Gorman Pass. Barbara, my wife, added to my shame, telling me I had no class. So I said to her, well, honey, why don't you try it this time? And I handed her what's left of the cord. She cinched that thing down with two trucker's hitches, and I thought it was part of my Ford. We rattled down the back roads, cattle guards and washouts, swung through two hairpins. I must say I pushed it a little harder than usual. Barbara just sat there and grinned. I found every pothole. I looked for the headwind. I swerved when I saw a frog. I looked for low branches, cross meadows and ranches, and I hit every boulder and log. I run down the shoulder. Barbara was bouncing, but I damn near got us killed. I guess I caught a rut or I threw my wheel nuts, but we flew off the side of the hill. We heaved and we bucked and that truck rolled over and we held each other tight. Then all I could see was the trunk of a tree and I prayed that we both were all right. Barbara was looking at me with daggers, her smile no longer in view. I could tell by her language that she was still healthy. Thankfully, I was too. But everything we owned was scattered on the hill. My wheels pointed to the sky. But my dear old truck wasn't too smashed, 'cause that mattress was so well tied. That's right.